Hechelu, so they just piled up all the afer on the deshen. So what's the next thing that has to be done is Sidur HaMaroch. Right? It's Hechelu Malin Bigzirin. L'sadeh HaMaroch, they started bringing up a piece of wood for the Maroch. Frag the Mishnah, it's like a rhetorical question. Chikolo eitzim k'sherim l'maroch. You just told him malam gzirin. Sounds like anything is good, eh? So like the answer is the Mishnah. Kol eitzim k'sherim l'maroch. Chutz mishal gefen vishal zayis. Anything is good except gefen or zayis. And we'll see in the Gemara soon, there's a machlokes, why not? Okay. It's interesting, the Losh and the Mishnah is like a question and answer. The Goyin says, interesting, the Goyin says that what happened once was that somebody, a Talmud, asked his Rebbe, and the Rebbe answered him back, and Chayiv Adam Loima Bolshoin Rabbi. So Rebbe left that quote into the mission. Okay, so you can use any wood except Gefen on Zayas, so we'll see why. Avol, be'elu hoyu regilin. You could use anything but gefen. It's like this is what they used to use. B'murbios shel te'eno. Murbios means branches, younger ones, not older trees. Shel egois, v'shel eitz shemen. Te'en is fiction. Egois, the Tiferet says, walnut trees. Eitz shemen, it's not 100% clear what it is. The Mephorish says it's trees that burn like a candle. Apparently burn a very clear fire. Some say it's a Yemek Shemen. The Rav, I think, says Yemek Shemen. A fire simon from it. By the way, so again, you just have to be careful. The Mishnah is talking about types of trees, which wood you can use. So the Mishnah basically says you can use anything except Gefen and Tein, which we'll see why soon. But they will bring up their other gemaras. You can't use any of the mormonachs. You can't use any wood that has worms in it, metulas, because that's like a mum. The gemara is a pasuk in menachas. It's a mission actually. That just like a carbon can't have a mum, the eitzim can't have a mum. What's a mum by wood? Wormy. You can't use that. You also, the gemara says in menachas, you can't use wood that was used once. As you take apart your old sukkah and you want to put the wood up on the mizbeach, you can't use that either. But again, they all point out in the Mefarshim that our mission is not getting into all halach. Our mission is just discussing the min, the type of wood. So that the mission says you can use any type except gefen utein. Okay, Sidur es hamarocha. Now we're coming to Sidur hamarocha. There are two marochas on there, are three really, but our mission discusses two. There's the marocha gedoilo, the big marocha, where you put the karbonos on, the tomen admin. Then there's going to be marocha shishal ketoiris. That's a marocha smaller, that was used to get coals to take into the Mizbeach HaPnimi to put the Ketoiris on. Now, if you say Karbonis in the morning, it's Abayim Seir HaMoch, Morocha Godel, Kodemus, Morocha Shifal Ketoiris. First of all, Godel. Then, now, the question is who did that? So, if it's an interesting Lashon HaMishnah, it says, see there, one person. The truth is, one person did it, because the Gemara says in Yuma, Misha Zocho B'Truma Sadeshen, Zocho B'Sidur HaMarocha, so the fellow who won the pious for Chumsadeshen is the one who did Sidur HaMaroch. It's one person. That's why it says Loshin Yoch. It's Sidur HaMaroch. Funny thing is, two lines before it said Hechelu Malin Begizrin. They began to bring up the wood. Who's they? It's one person does it. So the Mefarish points that out, that means they helped them bring the wood up to the Mizbeach. People helped him schlep the wood, but they didn't be mesadeh hamaroch. The sidur hamaroch belongs to this person himself. That's sidur, that's a loshon yoch. They helped him schlep the wood up, that's nothing. Look, sidur hamaroch gedoylo, mizrocha, on the east, again, we have the mizbeach. In the middle is, let's say, the mound of ashes. So it's the mizrach side you put the maroch gedoylo. V'chaziso mizrocha. I don't know how you make campfires exactly, but they made it like with an opening, a window. That window was facing east. We'll see in the Gemara what's going on there. The Rosh Egzirin Apnimiyim Poyunoygin Batapuach. That's the inner ends of the logs, whatever you want to call those, are touching the Maroch. The Maroch is dead center. Here's the Mizbeach Lamazon. It might want to shape the wrong, but okay. Whatever. This will be the Mizbeach. This is Meir. If you go here into the Kodesh, here's the Mizrach. So right in the middle here, you have your Tapuach. You put your Marocha Gdoila right here. So the logs going this way will be touching up because you want to maximize your space over there. Also, you want to take it off of here because over here on the edge of the Mizbeach is the Amo for the Hiluch HaKoyanim. So if you're going to stick out, you're going to trip the Koyanim, you pull it in as much as you can. By the way, it's not 100% clear how they made it, but the Teferi Yisrael says the way the Teferi Yisrael says you make this thing is you put two logs this way running east-west, then two logs north-south, then two logs east-west, two logs south. The Teferi Yisrael describes the situation. Welcome back. Okay. Good. There was space. According to Teferi Yisrael, it's simple because you have alternating things, little spaces floating around. Alisa is twigs, basically little twigs. That's how you started the fire, which is the way we do it today. If you have big logs, you usually don't light the logs. You put kindlings. You light that. So in those spaces, we'll see later in the Gemara, there's quite a few of them. You lit those, and that's how the fire got started. Okay. Now we're moving on to the Maroch Shnei Shal Ketayim. Beiru Misham. They chose Atzei Te'eno Yofi. Why? Well, first of all, they point, doesn't why Te'ena? We just said they use Te'ena, Eggers, and Shemen. So most of the Mepharshim say that Enoch and Ami took the first on the list. But Rashi in Zvachman, the Rashi bring a Chazal, a Medrash, and for this one they used Te'ena because Te'ena was the one that was massacring the Chet Odom Arishin because they made the in this country, well, Adam Arish, they made the Chagoyres for Adam and Chava from the Atzei Te'ena, according to Chazal. So they for this Maroch is like more special. It's going inside to the Kodesh. So they took Te'ena Bedafka because it was Masak and the Chet. Okay, Pshuta means the first of the list, that's all. Now, why do you have to pick better ones? I mean, because the Mepharshim, you want, what are you choosing? I mean, that's all we're using here, Te'ena and that. Because now we're going to need within a few minutes to have already coals. We can't wait because he's going to put up thing that we're going soon into coals. He wants wood that will make coals quickly. Or the Goyen says simply, you took better wood because now you're going into the Kodesh. So you want a better wood. Good. Sidras hamarocha shnei l'ktoires keneged marovis droimis. Again, here's your mizbeach. Tapuach is dead center. The big maroch is here on the east. The Ktoiris one is here in the southwest corner. They're going to have practical cheshim because you're right away going up. We're going to take coals to go into the thing. So you want to be near the south to go down to Kevish. You want to be on the west because that's where you're headed. Moshuch min haKeren klapei tzofin arba amos. Here's the Keren. You're up against the west side. You move north, dalet amos. Okay. We'll just finish the Mishnah. I'll give you the Cheshvin and the Dalet Amos here. Be'oimed, that really should be with an Aleph. Approximately, Chomesh Soin Gecholim. You approximate enough wood that should leave you with 5 Soin Gecholim. Because we're going to learn soon, he's going to have to take 4 Kabin and dump it into a thing with 3 Kabin to get inside. But Kitzel Chazal figured out that if you have 5 wood that will get 5 Soin Gecholim, you'll be easily able to take with some sort of a shovel to get out the amount you need. Okay. Now, Shabbos, you need more coals, because Shabbos, besides the Ktoiris Bifnim, you also have to be Makdir the Bozicha Levoinu. You have to be Makdir the Bozicha Levoinu on these coals. Will be Shabbos, but I made approximately Shmoina Soim Gecholim, Shesham Hayunaisim, Shnei Bozicha Levoinu, Shalechem Aponim. The Bozicha Lechem Aponim also go down on that Maroch. And where's the pasuk for that? Okay. Evorim v'aptorim, remember we had before, the Evorim Dom Shalom Sakul, he moved over to the side, or he moved him to the Kevesh, or he moved him to the Soviet. Now he's got to bring him back. The Maroch is set up, he can bring him back. Shalom Sakul, we're Mazir Nosla Maroch. Ve'itzisu shtei Maroch Zbe'esh, you lit him up. Yordu ubo lehem lishka sagozes. The kainim came down, went to the lishka sagozes. What for? Because now they have to make the other paises. So, like we learned yesterday, all the other paises were made in lishka sagozes. Again, the pais has to be made in the kedushas hazara, because it says Vaisa Lakim Nahali Birogesh. So the Lishkaz was also a 50-50 Lishka over there. And it can't be made in the open. Azara Rataisa says two reasons. First of all, because they took off one guy's mitznefes. It's not their Acheres to stand without a Yalmukah in an open space. Or since they stood in a circle, if you're in the Azara, someone's going to be back to the Kodesh. This way they did it inside. Now, we have an interesting point here. This Evarmu Pedorim, when did they put it back on the Mizbeach? And the Mefarish told us yesterday that they can't put it back till after Talmud Shel Shachar, because of Oil Oil Rishayna, which he says again here, which means this mission is out of order. Because it says here they put it back, then they lit the Marochas. We're not going to do the Talmud Shel Shachar till a couple of Mishnayos from now. Says the Voinachim, it's out of order. Now everybody in the world is upset with him because this Masechta is here to tell us the order. To make this mission out of order is not so pleasant. Bifrat, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, everybody agreed. Anyone goes to a whole Esek over there, Mishnayis that give orders. Are they really in order or not? Anyway, everybody agrees that Seder Talmud is in order, which would mean that this, as the Pasha reading of the Mishnah, that the Evon Pidor went up on the Mishbeah before the Talmud Shel Shachar. Everybody jumps on it. The Goyin and Shulchan Aruch, everybody. The question is, how do you answer his question? I mean, he's right. L'chur, you can't be mocked here anything before the Talmud Shel Shachar. We know. Says the Goyin, that's a mistake. What does it mean you can't be mocked here before the Talmud Shel Shachar? On Monday, right? Let's take today's Monday. Any Monday Karban, when it's Monday day, the first thing has to be the Talmud Shel Shachar. We're before Alois HaShachar over here. We haven't hit the day yet over here. We're very early in the morning here. That's only by Yom. Once the day starts and you can bring Talmud Shel Shachar, you can't bring anything with Talmud Shel Shachar. You're in your night time now. That's not, if I don't do Talmud Shel Shachar. Others learn it's even simpler. When you say you can't put something up before Talmud Shel Shachar, you mean a new carbon. This carbon was on the Mizbeach already. It was Mukta yesterday. It's already what they call Lachma Shel Mizbeach. Just to move it from side to side. That you can do before Talmud Shel Shachar. But okay, but most, except for the Mefarish, everybody learns this Mishnah is the way it reads. Which means this stuff went back long before Talmud Shel Shachar. Talmud Shel Shachar is, it's two more Mishnayos later. Okay. Okay. Now, this is a very famous Gemara. We'll go quickly here. We said before that at times the deshen in the tapua piled up to shloish meyos kur, 300 kur. It's a lot. That happens to be a lot. I mean, I'll figure it out in all terms, but it's a lot. I mean, it's very a chesed. It's. That's a lot, whatever it is, a lot. I mean, a saw is 6 carbon, and a core is 30 saws, 180 saw. And a saw, I'm sorry, it's 180 carbon, and a carbon is 6 baits. It's a lot, it's just really big numbers. Zogdi Gemorom Arovo Guzma. It's not an exaggeration. It never hit 300. It's Chazal's way of saying it was a lot. That's all. Oh, now the next mission is going to tell us, Hishku es ha-tomid, before they shechted the carbon tomid, they watered it down. The Gemara says, it's a chul in a few places, if you wet the animal before you shechted, it's easier to skin the animal. It actually becomes easier. So they used to water down, I hate the word, they would water down the animal before shechit. Stein the next Mishnah, Hishku es ha-tomid b'kois shel zov. They used a golden cup to wet the animal. Zog de orava guzma, echera guzma. They didn't use a golden cup. They used a cup and not a golden cup. Omer Rebami, Dibre Torah loshen avai. We sang sometimes the Torah using exaggeration. Dibre Nevi'im loshen avai. They find it nach. Dibre Chachamim loshen avai. Dibre Torah loshen avai by the Meraglim. What they don't. They save Orim Gidoilos Uptsuris Bashomayim. They were fortified cities in Shomayim. Bashomayim Sal Gedaito. They were in the sky. They weren't. It's a way of, you know, they were trying to scare. They were really trying to scare people. They were trying to make it sound like a big zach. Sal Gedaito Guzma. Okay, now the Gemara is out of order. It should be next Dibur Nevi'im. Let's just skip two lines. Dibur Nevi'im Loshon Avai. Dir Siv. When they were Mamluk and Shloimeh at the beginning, it said the words are wrong. The Vayalu Kolom Achrov. They were playing music. The noise was so great that the earth cracked open. Okay, back to lines. What we just said. Tapuach. Okay, now says the Gemara. So far, we're going out to Dibri Chachomim. That's our business. We have two examples of Guzma in the Chazal. These two Mishnayos right here. Tapuach never really hit 300 gur, and they didn't use a Koshel Tomit. Fine. Omar Reb Yani Ber Machmeini, Omar Shmuel, B'shloishim Mekoymes Dibri Chachomim Loshen Havai, Ve'elu Hei. Tapuach, okay, that we just had. Geffen uporoiches. We'll soon see what that is. But he clearly is leaving out the one that Rovers said. Hishkos HaTomid B'Koshel's off. He's leaving it out. He's listing three. Geffen, I'm sorry, Tapuach, Geffen, and Poroiches. Lafuki Midirovo. Hitak is coming to disagree with Rovo. Disnan, Hishkos HaTomid B'Koshel's off. Vama Rovo Guzma. Rovo said that when the Mishnah will say tomorrow, Hishkos HaTomid B'Koshel, that's a Guzma. Reb Yanib, Reb Nachmeini, whoever it is over there, is coming and saying, no, that's taka, not a Guzma. They taka used a golden cup for the Hashkoas HaBeinu. What's that is? Komashmo, Hani, Ein. These three is a Guzma, Tapua, Geffen, and Poroiches. Those are Guzmoyes. Aval Hossam, by Hishkos HaTomid, Loi. Why? Ein Anias, B'mokim HaShiris. You know, Hanami, forget, that's a psa'inin you see all the time by the Kodesh. The B'davka went out of their way to use expensive things to show Inaniyas B'mokim HaShiris. What? Why should it's a little bit ridiculous to use a golden cup to pour on a cow. I mean, that's extreme, no? It's extreme. Okay, that's what he's tiny. Okay, now we have to go, what are the three guzmoyes? So it's the Tapuach we know. Hodamor. Geffen. Let's write that Mishnah later. That's a Mishnah Midas. The Sani Geffen Zov Hoiso Imedes al Pesach HaHeichel. Inside in the Heichel, as you walked in, there was a Geffen Shal Zov. It was a grapevine made. It was looked. It was a thing made out of gold, looking like a grapevine. Umud Lagabi Klunsis. It was mudla draped across klunsis, slats of wood. B'chol mishen is nadev. Anybody who donated to Beis Hamikdash gold, although it's a leaf of gold, meaning things that look like the garger or grape, ashkol a cluster. Apparently, they had those kind of things, those kind of ornaments made out of gold. Maybe the toilet bowl. That's what they were hanging. Any golden donation, they were hanging on that thing. Was? I don't have to, but they were. It's a mafarish, yes. He says it wasn't a permanent binyan. It wasn't binyan. He is a kind. Lor velosita, there's ain't no binyan. Obviously, it wasn't stuck into the ground, apparently. It was a temporary operation. Okay, Omer Reb Lozab Reb Tzodik, Maisahoy. Now, every so often, people would put their donations, every so often they would unload it. Obviously, they'd take the gold, and the better guys would use the gold. It was once so loaded with donations, they need 300 koyanim to unload it. So they didn't need 300 koyanim. I got to decide the zach, this geffen, Porsche lemon, this geffen, shalzog, was not a geffen. It was a golden ornament that would look like a grapevine. The Rosh brings a Yerushalmi that it was a geffen. Sheshloimei b'chochmosoi nota geffen shel zov. I don't know. B'chochma shloimei, he planted a geffen of zov and it grew. V'hu moitzi peirish shel zov b'kol shona. It grew zov every year. That's the Gemara in the Gemara in Yuma brings it. He planted gibbis zachen made out of zov. That the Achareinim have a kashi. How could people use it? It's Gidul HaEgdash. Check out Zaysik over here. Saint Tzad Nazar. Okay. Third Guzmo. Poroiches. The Snan Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Mishum Reb Shimon ben Azgan. Poroch, we're talking about a poroiches between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodoshim. Let's just remember. In the Bayis Rishon, they got into a suffix over there. In the Bayis Rishon, there was a wall that divided. It was an armor thick wall that divided Kodesh from Kodesh HaKodosh. So it's an armor traxa. In the second Beis HaMikdash, it was taller. Everything was higher. He made everything bigger. Anyway, so it was taller. They couldn't build a wall an armor thick at that height. It wouldn't support itself. In the Bayis Rishon, it was up here, so it could support itself. In the Bayis Sheni, it would have to be taller. It would have to be wider. Wider, they can't make it because you can't add on to anything. So they were in trouble. So they couldn't make it a wall. What they did was, now they also were mesupik in that armor. If it was kodesh or kodesh hakodesh, in the first Bayis, it didn't exist because it was the wall. Now they were going to use two curtains. The quest of one curtain, Lamazon. They didn't know if it was in the Kodesh or in the Kodesh HaKodesh. So they make two curtains, basically. One here, and I'm a split. That's why in the Bayis Sheni, there's two Paroichasim. That's how we hold it. Blessed also one, but we hold two Paroichasim. And the middle Amma, we don't know if it's Kodesh or Kodesh HaKodesh. We don't know. Trek the Gemara over there. And I said, what's your problem? You could build a wall till here and not higher. So build a wall till here and make the rest paroichas. So I think, to add a Kabbalah, you either make a whole wall or you make paroichas. You don't make half and half. So the kids in Bayis Sheni, separating Kodesh and Kodesh HaKodoshim, wasn't the paroichas, it was really two paroichas, separated by an amma. Okay. Now this paroichas, of your tefach was thicker tefach, al shivim ushnayim nimen neregis. Okay, I'm out when it comes to weaving. On Saturday, I have an English word for it. On 72 looms,
shafts, metal shafts.
Correct, right? Metal shafts. Correct. Anyway, now kol nima v'nima, every thread esrav bochutim, because it was made out of four things, right? Tcheles, agom, shoni, and sheish. Four. We learn a chumash. Chumash Rashi brings every chut was kofel shisha. Looks like Yunza Tzitz, it's Kofel Shisha. So when you put every thread together, you have Kofel Asrim V'Arv. Every thread was made up of 24 threads. Orko, now, how big was this thing? The height in Bayis Sheni was 40, and the opening of the thing is 20, so it's 40 by 20. Orko, Arboim, now they call it length and width, because by Chazal, the longer dimension is always called length, the shorter width. It's really what we call height and width. They call length and width. Orkar boim, amat roch v'esram. Okay, fine. Now comes trouble. Umishmoinu shtayim riboy naseis. So there's two gears. Most gears are not riboy. It's not Mishnah Shkos. Ribois means girls. 80 that was woven or made. They work. 82 young girls were working on it. The Mefarish says we want young girls. We don't want them yet to the age of Nida because we don't want to metame this thing. So mostly we've got to disagree with him on that. But anyway, it doesn't matter. The other gear says Shmoina Ushtain Riboy, 820,000. Either means it was made out of 820,000 threads, or the Rambam learns that the Rosh brings all, it cost 820,000 dinrei kesef, dinrei zov. Ushtayim oisim b'chol shana v'sham. No, you need two, like we just said. You need a two because you need two. Whatever. And they would get worn out. They had to make a new one every year. That's the din in Chagiga. Anything nice and thing for Kodesh, you toivel it. Maybe somebody, a Roik Shalzah, whatever it is over there. It was so heavy and big, it took 300 Koyanim to pick it up and put it in the mikvah. So Vaita, that's a guzma. It didn't take 300 Koyanim. It just meant to say it was a big job. Now the Rambam, they all point out, the Rambam, when he brings this, he doesn't bring the 82 business. So most of the Rachmanim say, because he held that was also a guzma. There's two guzma, you see, you didn't need 300 koinim to dunk it in the mikvah, and you did not really need $820,000 to put it together. A lot of money, whatever, or a lot of threads, whatever. Okay. He can't use zayas wood and geffen wood, any wood except for zayas and geffen. Hani my time alone. Why not? Rafobamishum the katre. I don't know really the botany here, but zayas wood and geffen wood, Chazal Hel had knots. Katre, sure, knots in it, they don't burn well. When there's knots in the wood, it collects moisture there. That's, they seem to learn that way. And therefore, they don't burn well. They give off a lot of smoke. So geffen wood and teina wood has a lot of knots. Okay, one teretz. Rav Acha bar Yankiv omar mishum yishuv Eretz Yisrael. explains the Mefarish, and most people, he doesn't disagree with him. You're right, there's that Tom. There's another Tom also. There's a Tom of Yishuv Eretz Yisroel. Meaning, if you're going to start burning all the Zayas and Geffen wood, we're not going to have any Shemen or Yayin in Eretz Yisroel, which is not a good idea. So therefore, we didn't use it. The truth, it would apply to any fruit-bearing tree, but we'll see. Now, so, let's just be careful here. He's saying because of knots in the wood. He's saying because of the Mishreitz, so you don't want to destroy fruit-bearing trees. We're learning that he agrees with, everybody agrees to the first time. So what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina will be very simple, Farish points out. The Mishnah said, what do we use? Taena wood is the preferred wood, right? Apparently it doesn't have any knots. Could you use taena from a fruit-bearing taena? According to Rav Papa, you can, because he's not concerned with that. He's concerned only with the knots, taena, not knots. According to Rav Acha, you're going to have to take young taena, whatever, a non-fruit-bearing, we'll see in the Gemara, a non-fruit-bearing taena. Okay. That's the machlokes. I mean, are we also concerned with a fruit-bearing problem? Okay. Yeah. Okay, so now, Meisvei. Okay, we have to be careful. The Gemara is bringing a Bryce and Teres Koyanim. The way the Farsh Moslin, it's just misquote. There's a mistake. There's a toast in the way it's brought there. We'll go slowly. Meisvei. Al ho'eitzim asher al ho'eish. Learn Chazal. Eitzim ha'nesuchim liyos eish. Meaning the suchim loshim poured. They're ready to be poured in. They're ready to go. They burn well. Now, it's like a parenthesis. The Gemara is interrupting now the Brisa to explain what does that mean. What does that mean? Umay niyu dukri. That next word really should go out. Dukri. Dukri means reeds or young things, like we said in the Mishnah. Murbios, young things, because they burn well. They don't smoke. The lokatre, they don't have knots, whatever. The azli, they don't have knots. The azli mekata mitoichu. They don't have knots that go into the inside of the tree. They may have knots, but they have surface knots, so they are usable. Okay. Now we're going back. It's like end parenthesis. We're going back to the brice, and it's similar to the mission. V'chicholo eitzim ksheirim lemarochei. Zog the brice like the mission. Kol eitzim ksheirim chutz min zayis v'gefen. Now here, we're reading it, we're skipping a line. We're going to Rebbe Elezer. Rebbe Elezer moisif af shel mayish, v'shel aloin, v'shel dekel, v'shel kruv, v'shel shig. I mean, he's machmir. He's saying you can't use those either. See, the way to read here, he's being makel. The way we're reading, he's being machmir. The our Mishnah said you can use anything but zayis v'gefen. He's saying, he's adding on, you also can't use mayish, aloin, dekel, kruv, and shikmo. Okay. Yeah, what those things are? Mayish is based. Some say we don't know what it is. The Rosh says it's dudoim. If he found the Chazal somewhere that it's dudoim wood, but okay. Now we're going back to the line before. Aval be'elu hoyu regilim, but more be'el shaltein v'shalegis v'shaleit shomi. So, my kids, what we have new in this Torah's koyanim here is basically it's a repeat of the Mishnah. It just Rebbe Elezer is saying not only can't you not use Geffen and Te'eno, you also can't use this other group, Mayish, Alon, Dekel, Churv, and Shikmo. Says the Gemara as follows, Bishlomo, Lemandom Yishum Dekatre, according to the first Mandom, what's our only concern? This business with the knots in the wood. What's the Machloikis? B'ho Kamifku, we said very good. We explained before that you can use Dukri, why? Because they may have knots, but they don't have knots that go into the inside of the wood. Is Mar Sovar Afagav de Lokatri Migavoi came the Katri Broi Lomaisin? And Rebbe Elezer holds, even though the knots are not deep in the wood, they're just surface knots, you can't use them. Mar Sovar de Tanakamo came in the Lokatri Migavoi Afagav de Mibaroi Katri Maisinin. Meaning, the Tanakama says Geffen and Taina are no good. Why? Because they have knots stuck all the way through the wood. All these other things, they have knots on the surface, but not inside. That's good. Like we said before, As long as the knots don't go in, we're okay. Rebbe Lezer is more machmir. He holds even the surface knots, knock them out. So he knocks out all these other trees also. Okay, so we understand the machloikis. We're going katri. The machloikis is how far we go with this katri business. Elo lemando oma mishum yishuv deretz Yisrael. Rav Achu says upon Yisrael Yisrael dekel miles lebe mishum yishuv deretz Yisrael. Now here you see that this is where the Mefarish proves what he said before, that everybody agrees to katre. The Gemara doesn't say if you hold yishuv eretz Yisrael, what's the machloikis, because the machloikis is the same. Everybody agrees that there's a problem of katre, and that's the machloikis. The Gemara just says, but according to you, who adds on the problem of yishuv eretz Yisrael, how could the Tanakama possibly use Dekel? Dekel's a fruit-bearing tree. It's got dates on it. Forget about everything else. This is the Machloikis. I agree with you. But you say there's also a problem that you can't use fruit-bearing trees. So how could the Tanakama allow Dekel? To which you might answer a very simple answer. I don't understand. According to you, to Eina Lesbo Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. I understand. What's the preferred wood to be used? To Eina wood. It also has fruits, a fig tree. Hello, what we said, talk about that not fruit-bearing figs. It wasn't done though. So what are you asking me a kasha for? Dekel mi lesbo mishum yishuv eretz Yisrael. And according to Taina lesbo mishum yishuv eretz Yisrael. Hello, what do you have to say? My yisloch lemeimar betaina lovi de peri. Obviously, the Mishnah, when it said you can use Taina, it meant Taina that didn't bear tree either. It's very young or it's very old. Very old wouldn't be good. Very young probably. But we'll soon see they had a system of being Messiahs to Taina trees. They had a way of stopping the tainas from becoming the fruit bearing. We'll see. Is my yisroch maybe tainted lo avi to pay it? Dekel nami below avi to pay it. What's the big kasha? So bekitzu are coming down that they know hanami. Okay, that's what we said before. The nafkimin and the mission is to pshat him. Is when the mission says you can use taina or eggs for that matter. Does it mean fruit bearing or not fruit bearing? If you go like our papa, I'm not concerned in yishuv eretz Yisrael. You can use a taina. I don't care if it's fruit bearing or not fruit bearing. According to Ravacha by Yankiv, you have to use tain and not a knotty wood. That's all true. You also have to make sure it's not fruit bearing. Okay, not so terrible. Okay. Now the Gemara says interesting. Okay, you'll find a tainer that's not fruit bearing. You'll find a dekel. It's a fluky things. You're telling me in the Mishnah that the one they used day in, day out was tainer wood. That seemed to be the standard fare. And for the Tyrus, they always use taina. How'd they find that much taina that's not fruit bearing? You found? You find a tree that got sick here and a while, here and there, it went bad. A plethora of non fruit bearing tainas. Where'd they get them from? They had a system, I don't know what you call it, to make it always fruit bearing. And the reason. Because not even just for the Mizbeach, for building, apparently, I don't know, it's either the Botany Shabbat, but they understood somehow that a non-fruit-bearing tree, the wood will be stronger. So the keichas don't go into the fruit, goes into the wood. So when they needed, and they used apparently tainu wood for building, so they wanted it that way also. It came out better, the Gemara will say much bigger. Logs came out from it, much better wood. Whatever it is, there was plenty of non-fruit-bearing tainus floating around there. It's Yisrael. What?
They said you shouldn't use a fruit-bearing tree.
Apparently, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is only once it's fruit-bearing. Apparently, that's what it says here in the Gemara. Yeah, it's a problem. Right? Yeah, we hold that way also. We're going that. We have to hold that way. Apparently, it's only to destroy something that's fruit-bearing. If you get it, you nip it in the bud, so to speak. You make it a tree that can grow. It's not a problem. I had a problem. I don't know. I hit. Now let's get. Okay, this one is Gemara. So it's not easy for us to understand exactly what they did here. Oh, me contained the lav de peira. Not me contained. We understand there is, but that much that it's regilim to use every single day. Ein zokta yekid rechava. Rechava was an amayre. He had a system for making them not fruit bearing. Gama rechava. How do you do it? Maisi tainu chivrusa. It's interesting. They took white. They were not good ones anyway. Maybe that was the cheshvan. These were trees that would not give good dates altogether. Figs, these dates. Tein levantein of royus, he says. They would take those. The shayfalu, they would, the wood, they would rub it. Bechavla de tzavsa, a rope made out of some sort of reeds. Anything in English there? I have no idea. What is it? Palm tree bark. Okay. Now, the sorach alei bizra, that would first of all rub off the bark. It would also knock out any seeds that were in the tree somehow. Either because once the tree didn't have bark, the seeds go because they're not protected, or some of the seeds fell out. The kavre, they would then plant them. Now, you got a tree without bark, that's a stick, not an easy thing to grow, it's unprotected. So they planted bedavka, the hecha, the masig yamo shirtan. In very, yasig shirtan means when the sea comes in, and there's a word for that in English also, it washes up that stuff, the sediment. It's a very wet soil, obviously, it's coming in off there. They would plant it over there, because this is going to have a rough time growing, because it's unprotected by the bark. They would plant it there. That stuff would not bear fruit because they killed it away, basically. They basically knocked out the seeds. Koira avdo, it would make good wood, it would make beams. Peir lo avdo, it would not make fruit. Utlas brichi minayu, three branches of that, lo mazgal ugam, it couldn't be held on a bridge. It was such, it gave such heavy or big wood, it grew so strong, the wood. It's a way of saying how big it was. It's Godel Kol Kach that those branches couldn't be supported by a bridge. Okay, whatever it is, I don't know. But kids, he's telling you, you're worried about Taina without fruit. They had plenty of it, because for the building industry in those days, they used to do this. So there was plenty of Taina without wood. Okay, we have a few minutes, let's go over it. It said over there, they proved the Maroch HaShniya up 4 Amos from the corner. What's that for 4 Amos? The Gemara explains like this. We're going, according to the Manda Omar, that the Mizbeach was Kulat Sofen, which means that the Mizbeach, yeah, we'll make this the thing. This will be north, south, east, and west. The Mizbeach is situated on the midline of the Azor. So it's Kulat Sofen. Now, the Marocha has to be Keneged Pesach Oil Moyed. It has to be against the opening of the Heichel. Now that's dead centered in the Azorah. How wide was it? I'm talking the Ulam. It was 10. It was wide 10. Okay? So that means the midline of the Azorah, which is running out of the midline of the Azorah, which is where the Mizbeach is, right there, is running you dead center into the Heichel. Your Pesach is 10 Amos. So you have 5 Amos here, and you have 5 Amos to work with. So that means from the beginning of Mizbeach till here, till the end of the Pesach, is 5 Amos. Now, the first Amo of the Mizbeach is the Yesoid, you're up 1. The next Amo is the Soiviv, you're up 2. The next Amo is the Keren HaMizbeach, you're up 3. The next Amo is Hiluch HaKoyanim, you're up 4. That's what it means. You gotta go right away. Not you're moving at least 4. You move up those 4 because that's where you have to start. You got right at that 4 you have to stop because you want a chaparayim. If you're gonna move up more, you got a chaparayim. Azay, basically what you have left in this construction is 1 amo left of the Mizbeach where you could put a Maroch and it's still against the Pesach Oil Moyed. Because all you have to work with to start with is 5. And you basically knock out 4 with the Yesoid, the Soive, the Keren, the Yiluch HaKoyanim. That's what the Mishnah means, move it up 4. Only 4. Start immediately so you'll chotch chaparayim that last Amo of Keneged HaPesach.